afternoon, good night. I'm here for you and your mindset. Just got this new microphone. Let me know how it works. If it sucks, tell me it sucks. If it's great, tell me it's great. But tell me something, one way or another. And I just have these thoughts, and this is a place for me to actually document and share what my actual thoughts are in not just like 2 minutes, or not just 1 minute, or not just like a clip on Facebook or anything like that. This is a long-term, like, way of me to almost vent and just get my thoughts out of my mind and actually recorded so I can hear them, and just so see if they can benefit you or someone else. So even just now, I was thinking about how there's so many options in the world to do. Career-wise, relationship-wise, really anything. Spirituality-wise, like, you get to choose what religion you want, you get to choose who you're around, you get to choose where you live, you get to choose so many different things. There's so many options we have here because we live in America, or wherever you live. Like, there's so many options that we have here. And it's just an incredible opportunity to say that we have these options. And for me, at the beginning, I just wanted to figure out what I was going to do and just go and do it. Like, just look at all the options and, okay, I want to do this and this, and I'll be around these people and have this relationship. I want to look like this. I want to act like this. And so let's go. And I feel like there's no way you really know what you want to do until you actually just go and try it out and just do it. You just, like, achieve it, and that's it. Like, there's no blueprint for your life. Like, you don't have to sit there and create an entire map of your whole, however long your life is going to be, 80 plus years of what you're going to do. Like, you don't need to know all that. You don't need to know how you're going to do it. I think that for me, the biggest thing was I was just trying to understand and figure out what I was going to do, because I was so worried about what was next, or what I was going to do, or in 20 years I'm doing this, in 5 years do this, I'm gonna look like this later, I'm gonna act like this later, I'm gonna be with her later, I'm gonna be with this person later, like, I'm gonna be giving this much money, I'm gonna have this much money, I'm gonna live in this house, I'm gonna have this car. And I was just caught up in what's going to happen later, the whole time, trying to pick out from all the literally like trillions of options that I have. And I think that people get caught up in just analyzing, not people, but me, I got caught up in just analyzing what I really wanted to do instead of going out and just trying it. And I think what I'm learning is that you don't really know what you want to do until you're in there, until you're doing the thing you want to do. Like, you don't really know. You can listen to other people. You can listen to the closest people to you. But you don't really know until you are in that experience for yourself. I think that's a different level of knowing. I think you can know it mentally. You could understand it, like, cognitively, like, I understand the law of gravity, you know, but actually feeling it. I understand how to swim, you know, for example, swimming. You understand how to swim, right? But the actual experience of getting in the water and feeling it and swimming is a different level of knowledge than just knowing how to swim. It's a whole different level of knowing. Now your body really knows instead of just your mind. I think that's what a lot of things, that's what stopped me from doing a lot of things, because I tried to analyze so much of what was going to happen because I thought that I knew. And even still now, I think that I know what's going to happen. But I really don't. My body doesn't. Like, even me traveling across the country, if you didn't know, I moved from Texas to Washington, D.C. just recently. Even I knew what Washington, D.C. looked like. Like, I looked up pictures, looked it up on the map, I looked it up on the internet, and I saw it. You know? Like, I saw it. So I knew what it looked like mentally. But now that I'm actually here in the city experiencing it, it's a different level of knowing. Let me know if that makes sense. It's a different level of knowing. Now my body knows what Washington, D.C. feels like. And it's creating a different perspective on my life because I knew it in my head, but now I know it in my body, which is the next level. Because we know, really, a lot of things mentally, just mentally on that level. We know a lot, just a lot of stuff. Like, you know, if you want to be healthy, you eat a lot of fruit and vegetables, and you don't eat a lot of fast food and McDonald's. You know that. And you know you need to work out, lift weights, do cardio, whatever it is. You know that's how you become healthier. That's how you gain muscle. That's how you lose fat. That's how that works. Like, you know that. But there's still a huge problem in America with people being overweight. Because mentally we know what to do, but our actions don't prove to us that we actually know. Excuse me. Our actions don't prove to us that we actually know. So our body doesn't really know. So I feel like that's why it's such a big impression when people show up and they're either in shape or they're not out of shape, or they're not in shape. Because it's not that they mentally knew it, it's that now they're on the next level of knowing, which their body actually knows it. And I think there's levels after that, which would be like mastering it to where you could be happy and in shape, because there's so many people that are unhappy and not healthy at all. Or unhappy, but their bodies look amazing. But their actual psyche is unhappiness. And they're not, like, they're always insecure about themselves. If they don't hit the gym 6 times a week, they're upset. Or if they don't look like this way, then they're mad. Or if, like, they're depressed. Or there's so many situations like that. It's incredible. So I think the next level after that would be, like, mastering it. I think that's harder to explain, mastering something. I think you can only explain that, I mean, for me right now, it's hard to explain. Because when you really master something, I think you can just show them a person who's mastered something. Like a person that's mastered business, or like LeBron James has mastered basketball, or Michael Jordan mastered basketball, or Tom Brady has mastered the quarterback position in the NFL, you know? That's mastery. The greatest of the greats is mastering it. I think we want to get to that level, but we don't. All we have to do really is move up in these levels of knowing. We have to know it mentally first, then in our body, and then master it. But there's so many options, like I said before. There's trillions of options. Trillions of options. So how do we really choose? I don't think we have a choice. I don't think we really have that much choice. Like, there's trillions of things that could happen, but where are you at right now? Where were you born? How long have you been there? Have you moved out of the state before? Have you moved out of the country before? Have you been out of state or out of the country before? Because I know I haven't traveled that much. This is my first time traveling across the country like this. I wasn't put on a plane until I was over 22 years old. So I know I didn't travel that much. So it just, like, it's like something is cutting off certain options from us. Because if we really had all those options, it would be overwhelming. If we really could choose anywhere, if you were like to be born, you could be born literally anywhere, and you had to choose that before you were ever born, it would be way too much pressure. So something is just guiding us and gives us certain level of options that we can handle. Let me know if you agree with that. It's a different concept that just came to me right now. It's just that we think we have all these options when really Do we really have all those options? Trillions, like I said before. Like, think about it. Like, can you really do all that? Whatever it is you're debating right now in your head, whatever came to your mind when I said you have all these options, your career, whether it's your relationship, whether it's what car to buy, what house to buy, what to do with your kids, to have kids, to move out, whatever it is. Do you really have all these options? Or is it just a couple things that you just really can't choose? And what's really stopping us from deciding? Fear of missing out? But what if we are, like, literally we are missing out on whatever's happening in the other rest of part of the country right now? Literally, all the time. You will forever miss out on something, forever. So will I. So will everyone, because we can't be everywhere at once. There's no way. It's getting easier and easier because now there's social media so people can see you, but we can't literally be and know our bodies everywhere at once. We can't. So we're always going to miss out on some things. So if that's what's stopping us, then it's literally just like a mind trick that is saying, you probably shouldn't do that. You might miss out on this. You might miss out on that. But you will forever be missing out. So what if the trick should be, do something, choose one, so now you at least get one thing instead of zero. Because if you sit there and you debate, should I do A or should I do B? And you debate and you debate and you debate and you wait and you wait and you are just sitting there and you're doing nothing. You are wasting time, which we can't get back, and you still have zero. When if you choose something and you go with it 100%, now you have at least one. Yes, you missed out, but it's better than sitting there having a total sum of zero and you wasted time, which you can't get back, which I think is way worse. I don't think I processed that enough and actually know that in my body and actually master that. Because I think that whenever we go to choose one thing, we're like, this is the only option and I can never go back. I can never go and choose something else again. And sometimes it's true. And sometimes it's just a false reality that we create in our mind. It's just something that we thought that we can't go back on. Like, for example, buying a car. Big deal. Probably the most important purchase, most expensive thing that someone buys is buying a car. It's like when you go to buy a car, you have fear of missing out on all the other car selections in the world. There's always going to be a better deal. I guarantee you there will always be a better deal somewhere. I guarantee you there will always be a better deal. So why do we ever buy a car if there's always a better deal? Is it just because we ran out of time? And why do we waste time, so much time at the car dealership, debating in our mind, using all that energy to, should I get this one? Should I get that one? What do you think? What do I think? What does this person think? How much is it? How many miles? What is all this stuff, when there's always a better deal? Because we want the best stuff. Of course we do. Of course I do. We want the best deal. But I think it's just a trick, because if there's always a better deal, and I think that's true, then we can never get the best deal. If it's never ending, if there's always better, we can never get the best deal. So I think it's just the feeling that we want to know that we exhausted all of our options. And is that a good thing, that we exhausted all our options, using all that time up, when time is the most valuable resource we really have, because we have a limited time on this planet Earth? So why are we waiting? Why are we debating something? Having a total sum of zero. Why do we have zero right now, just sitting here debating A or B? whatever you're gonna do, to move out, to not move out, to go to college, to not go to college, to read this book, to not, to break up, to be together, to get married, to not get married, to have kids, to not have kids, to eat this sandwich, to eat this fruit. Why are we sitting here debating so much when we think we have all these options? When we're just sitting there wasting time because we think we want the best deal every single time, but we can never get the best deal. So what is it that we're doing? We want to exhaust all our options? We want to waste time on purpose? When I ask you, do you want to waste time? Nobody's really going to say yes. If they're in the mindset of, I value myself, I'm on a purpose to do something. If they don't give a damn, then they don't give a damn. But these are the thoughts that go through my mind for all y'all listeners. These are the thoughts. Let me know if y'all have any comments, y'all have questions. If you want me to talk about something in particular, let me know. But thanks for listening. And what's your next step?